The results of the 2024 U.S. presidential election rattled the country and sent shockwaves across the world, or were cause for celebration, depending on who you ask. Is it any surprise then that the Merriam-Webster word of the year is polarization? Polarization means division, but it's a very specific kind of division, said Peter Sokolowski, Merriam-Webster's editor-at-large, in an exclusive interview with the Associated Press ahead of Monday's announcement. Polarization means that we are tending toward the extremes rather than toward the center. The election was so divisive, many American voters went to the polls with a feeling that the opposing candidate was an existential threat to the nation. According to AP VoteCast, a survey of more than 120,000 voters, about 8 in 10 Kamala Harris voters were very or somewhat concerned that Donald Trump's views, but not Harris's, were too extreme, while about 7 in 10 Trump voters felt the same way about Harris, but not Trump. The Merriam-Webster entry for polarization reflects scientific and metaphorical definitions. It's most commonly used to mean causing strong disagreement between opposing factions or groupings. Merriam-Webster, which logs 100 million page views a month on its site, chooses its word of the year based on data, tracking a rise in search and usage. Last year's pick was authentic. This year's comes as large swaths of the U.S. struggle to reach consensus on what is real. It's always been important to me that the dictionary serve as a kind of neutral and objective arbiter of meaning for everybody, Sokolowski said. It's a kind of backstop for meaning in an era of fake news, alternative facts, whatever you want to say about the value of a word's meaning in the culture. It's notable that polarization originated in the early 1800s, and not during the Renaissance, as did most words with Latin roots about science, Sokolowski said. He called it a pretty young word in the scheme of the English language. Polarized is a term that brings intensity to another word, he continued, most frequently used in the U.S. to describe race relations, politics and ideology. The basic job of the dictionary is to tell the truth about words, the Merriam-Webster editor continued. We've had dictionaries of English for 420 years and it's only been in the last 20 years or so that we've actually known which words people look up. Polarization extends beyond political connotations. It's used to highlight fresh cracks and deep rifts alike in pop culture, tech trends and other industries. All the scrutiny over Taylor Swift's private jet usage? Polarizing. Beef between rappers Kendrick Lamar and Drake? Polarizing. The International Olympic Committee's decision to strip American gymnast Jordan Chiles of her bronze medal after the Paris Games? You guessed it, polarizing. Even lighthearted memes, like those making fun of Australian breakdancer Rachel Raygun, Gunn's performance, or the proliferation of look-alike contests, or who counts as a Nepo baby proved polarizing. Paradoxically though, people tend to see eye to eye on the word itself. Sokolowski cited its frequent use among people across the political spectrum, including commentators on Fox News, MSNBC and CNN. It's used by both sides, he said, and in a little bit ironic twist to the word, it's something that actually everyone agrees on. Rounding out Merriam-Webster's top 10 words of 2024. Demure. TikToker Jules LeBron's 38-second video describing her workday makeup routine as very demure, very mindful, lit up the summer with memes. The video has been viewed more than 50 million times, yielding huge spikes in lookups, Sokolowski said, and prompting many to learn it means reserved or modest. Fortnite. Taylor Swift's song, Fortnite, featuring rapper Post Malone, undoubtedly spurred many searches for this word, which means 2 weeks. Music can still send people to the dictionary, Sokolowski said. Totality. The solar eclipse in April inspired awe and much travel. There are tens of millions of people who live along a narrow stretch from Mexico's Pacific coast to eastern Canada, otherwise known as the Path of Totality, where locals and travelers gazed skyward to see the moon fully blot out the sun. Generally, the word refers to a sum or aggregate amount, or wholeness. Resonate. Texts developed by AI have a disproportionate percentage of use of the word resonate, Sokolowski said. This may be because the word, which means to affect or appeal to someone in a personal or emotional way, can add gravitas to writing. But paradoxically, artificial intelligence also betrays itself to be a robot because it's using that word too much. Elision. The word was looked up 60 times more often than usual when, in March, a ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. When you have one moving object into a fixed object, that's an elision, not a collision. You're showing that one of the two objects struck was not, in fact, in motion, Sokolovsky said. Weird. This summer on the TV news show, Morning Joe, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz called Republican leaders weird. It may have been what launched his national career, landing him as the Democratic vice presidential nominee. Though it's a word that people typically misspell, is it, A, or, IE? And search for that reason, its rise in use was notable, Sokolovsky said. Cognitive. Whether the word was used to raise questions about President Joe Biden's debate performance or Trump's own age, it cropped up often. It refers to conscious intellectual activity, such as thinking, reasoning, or remembering. Pander. Pander was used widely in political commentary, Sokolovsky said. Conservative news outlets accused Kamala Harris of pandering to different groups, especially young voters, black voters, gun rights supporters. Whereas Walz said Trump's visit to a McDonald's kitchen pandered to hourly wage workers. It means to say, do, or provide what someone, such as an audience, wants or demands even though it is not good, proper, reasonable, etc. Democracy. In 2003, Merriam-Webster decided to make democracy its first word of the year. Since then, the word, which, of course, means a form of government in which the people elect representatives to make decisions, policies and laws, is consistently one of the dictionary's most looked up. There's a poignancy to that, that people are checking up on it, Sokolovsky said. Maybe the most hopeful thing that the curiosity of the public shows, is that they're paying attention. Underscore underscore underscore. Associated Press polling editor Amelia Thompson DeVoe contributed reporting. Anna Furman, The Associated Press.